20 high school students in Denver, Colorado are rattling their pans this weekend for the National High School Recipe Contest. There are two competitive categories, cooking a family dinner for four and making dessert. Each winner will receive a full scholarship to Johnson & Wales University, which is to the food world what Duke is to basketball. Megan Jensen is one of the 20 students. She joins us from her home in Mystic, Connecticut. Ms. Jensen, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
So you're going to make a dessert, right?
Yes, I am.
Called?
My dessert is called the Mystical Orange Berry Delight.
Now, I have it in front of me, and it's long. It's three pages, single-spaced.
Yes.
Well, you know, Ulysses is long, single-spaced, so I'm sure it's worth it. But give us the basics, if you can.
Well, the main part of it is like a custard. It's an orange custard.
Mm-hmm.
The texture is very smooth, and it's low fat. Actually, it's a creme caramel.
I was about to say, and I'm looking at these ingredients.
Yes.
Low fat, yeah.
Low fat orange
right.
creme caramel.
Low fat orange creme caramel. Yep. Orange curd. Oh, sugar-dipped kumquat spikes?
Yes. It's caramelized sugar. And what I do is I wait for the sugar to harden, not too much,
mm-hmm.
and I dip the kumquat in the sugar, and I pull it out, and I hold it above the pan. So it becomes like a long, skinny spike.
Yeah.
Because it hardens. And it's awesome. It looks cool.
How'd you ever come up with this?
Well, I work in a bakery
mm-hmm.
and just came up with it. And I wanted something to represent where I lived. So my dessert it looks like a sailboat when it's all put together.
Oh, is that adorable. And I guess Mystical Orange Berry Delight is probably a better dessert than like something involving shellfish, which is another thing Mystic is famous for.
Right, yep.
Honestly, is your family just a little sick of trying it?
Not at all, actually. Because every day after school this week, I've been over at the bakery practicing, and I brought stuff home Monday, and then the other day I brought it over to my friend's house, and they were like, where's ours? So they're not sick of it at all.
So whether or not you win the scholarship to Johnson & Wales, what do you hope to wind up doing over the next few years?
I just hope to, you know, graduate from college, and after college I want to hopefully open up my own bakery.
Boy.
Or even have a TV show, too.
Of course, every famous chef now has a TV
yeah.
show. Megan, good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Megan Jensen is one of 20 students competing in the National High School Recipe Contest in Denver this weekend to read her recipe. And we dare you to try to make it. You can go to our website, npr.org.